Okay, today's daf is Menachos, daf Chavtes. Today's one of those Shas dafim that we've heard of some of these ideas and we've heard of some of these stories, but Menachos Chavtes is one to take with us. Every day is one to take with us, but Chavtes, tomorrow's daf is Lamed, who wrote the last day Pesukim of the Torah, and a lot happening these days. At least outside of the area of Menachos. Every day there's a lot happening. The Gemara says an Erevin which we have that you can't rate Dafim, but Baruch Hashem, today we have some exciting material. We are on Chav Ches Mabez. We've been talking about the Isser of creating replicas, exact replicas of items of the Beis HaMikdash, items of the Mishkan. We had the Isser of making a Shulchan, the Isser of making a Menorah, and the Isser of making all the other items. We didn't mention that Lachos of Menorah, that's even quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yeradeh. All these are quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yeradeh and Kuf Mem Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, Lo Yaseh Bayis Tavnes Heichal Kishir Gavho Ve'erkov Arachbo. By the way, that's Rashi's Shita here. Rashi says, when it comes to these measurements, it's got to be the measurements exact all dimensions. Length, width, and height, for example, of the Heichal. So that has to be all three. Achsadra tavnes ulam, chatzot tavnes azara. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of the items. Menorah, tavnes menorah, and the menorah as well, the tavnes of the menorah. If you look in the Pizchei Tshuva, right here, he quotes, he says, Ayin b'sefer b'chor shor, shakasa b'inyin asher chadashim mikarov ba'u, osim kivunim o'maleches menorahs ha'mikdash b'shini amidas ha'kanim. Dainu, shosim zayin kanim v'shisha mehem ma'amidim b'dmus igul, o mishulash o maruba. They have the exact same number of the ones of the Mishkan, but it's not, they're not straight. It's in a circle, or it's in a triangle. Elu k'neged elu v'echad b'emsa. Or let's say that, like we spoke about yesterday, about a lachter, a candlesticks, you have six around and one in the middle. It says, D'yesh limchos b'yadav, he says, even if it's ugly, that's a problem. Why? To call davar she'eno ma'akiv b'menorah eno ma'akiv b'isra siyas tavnisa. If you don't need it to make the menorah kosher, then you don't need it to violate the isser. V'lo matzinu she'ya'akiv b'menorah seder amidas akanim. You never find any source that says the menorah, they have to be in a straight line. Even circular. Va'orani omer dekal she'ose zayin kanim afilu chaser eize davar hama'akev aser. Dekivat she'kein kol she'kein in lahakav amidid lomakev klal. V'hu say that amidid sakadim. So he talks about that. Lahachmir. And then he quotes, maybe, would you limit it only to those made for oil and not those made for wax, for candles? Quotes all different cheetahs. Basically, l'maisa, we are machmir. Whenever you have any type of candelabra, any type of menorah of seven, we try to stay away. We try to stay away from that. Okay, that is the, what about if it's not made of metal? That was the opinions that we had yesterday. But that was, some of the shitas that we had related. Okay, and we remember the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush that said maybe the whole Isser of Chatzer does not apply, or Azar does not apply Bizman Azeh, because it is a fluctuating Isser. Depending on what is the Mitzias at that time, that is going to determine the Mitzias of the Isser. Not all Achronim, but Moshe has a tshuva where he talks about it Bizman Azeh, so he assumes L'chorah against the Minchas Chinuch, but that is just a couple of items to mention. Okay, let us continue now. Where are we up to? Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Saba. Shmuel said in the name of an elder. Govo shel menorah shmonasar tzvachim. The menorah was 18 tzvachim high. Not too tall. 18 tzvachim high. Haraglayim v'aperach, and it goes through, how do you get the height of the menorah? Haraglayim v'aperach ibel tzvachim. The legs of the menorah and the perach, which was one of the designs, the bottom part, that was three tvachim. V'tvachay v'chalak, the two tvachim, smooth. V'tevach shebo gaviyah v'chater v'ferach, then another tevach that had one of each of the designs, the gaviyah, the goblet-looking design, v'kaftar, the button or the circle-looking design, u'perach on the flower, the blossom-looking design. U'tvachay v'chalak, v'tevach kaftar, v'shnei, and then you have a tevach and a kaftar, and out of that kaftar, out of that circular design, v'shnei kanim yotzimi menu, the two first lower branches that went up, that went out from that kaftar, echad elech ve'echad elech, one to each side, v'nim shachan v'olah k'negad gova shal menorah, they each went out, and they reached the height of the menorah, v'tevach halak, then a smooth tefach, v'tevach v'kaftar v'shnei kanabiyas v'menu, and then another kaftar with the two branches going out. Echad elach v'echad elach. Nimshachin v'olon k'neged gavash ha-menorah. V'tavach halak, then it'd have a halak again. V'tavach kaftar v'shnei kanav yos v'menu v'echad elach v'echad elach. And v'nimshachin v'olon k'neged gavash ha-menorah. They each again go to the edges of the menorah. V'tvachayim halak, then two tvachim halak. Nishtairu sham, gimel tvachim, three tvachim left, shebahen, gimel gvien, v'kaftar v'ferach. You do all the math, all that adds up to 18. V'gvi and lamahin domet, each of these designs, what are they domet to? What are the gvi and the goblets compared to? Kamin kosos alexandrian, similar to Alexandrian goblets, kosos. Kaftar lamahin domin, kamin tapuchea karsiyim. Tapuchim is the question. What are tapuchim? So we translate it in modern Hebrew as apples. But this is an important charoses thought. Rav Schechter points out that many people put apples in the charoses, and wonderful, it's fine. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. But it seems to be clear from the Gemara in Maseches Psachim that tapuach is some type of citrus fruit, and therefore he says a tapuach, an apple. What we call an apple is not so tart. The Gemara seems to say it's tart. It's a little bitter. So he assumes that tapuach might have to be something else, some type of tart fruit, even though the minhag of Klal Yisrael, obviously that itself might give it some kedusha. That's the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, tapuach karsiyim. Parachim lamahim domim, what are the parachim, the blossoms compared to kamin parcheh ha-amudin, like blossoms on the, that they draw on the pillars. V'nimsu, gevias, so if it comes out, if you add up all of the different designs, Menimsu Gevian Esrim Mishnayim, 22 Gevian, Kaftarim Achadasar, 11, Prachim Tisha, 22, 11, and 9. Gevian Ma'akvid Zezeh, Kaftarim Ma'akvid Zezeh, Prachim Ma'akvid Zezeh, they're each Ma'akiv each other. If you didn't fulfill, you only brought some of the Gevian, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of the Gevian. Gevian, the Kaftarim, Uprachim Ma'akvid Zezeh, and they're all Ma'akiv each other. The Chavetz Chaim points out in Likutei Halachos that the Gemara could have also said that they're each of them are Ma'akiv the menorah. They're each ma'akev each other, but it would have been even a bigger chiddush l'chora to say that. V'im lo asa gviyim b'shal zahav, o kaftorim uprachim nira de ma'akvin af b'di'eved, de inyonim ksiv kodim tevas yiyu. V'chihechi de ma'akvin zed zeh, im chasar echa me'em u'adin de ma'akvin l'ha menorah gufa. The menorah itself, if we're missing any one of these designs, then the whole menorah is puzzle. V'hadu lo kamar agamara yoser rabusa, de ma'akev l'menorah gufa. Why did it say that? That it's ma'akev, forget that it's ma'akev. Oh, if you're missing a gavia, then you don't get the mitzvah of gviyim. No, just say you don't get the menorah. So, efshar dezeh hayolai mosa de pshita. That was obvious to them. Dibchaser b'loas ha'klau ha'gviyim ha'kaftar ba'prachim lo yatsa b'menorah gufa. The chiddush is that imchaser gavia echad o'kaftar echad o'perach echad ha'vel ki'ilu chaser kol shlosha ha'dvarim shenitz tabu la'asos la'menorah. The chiddush is not just if the menorah is possible, even if you're missing a little bit, one of them is not made in the proper way, that is all ma'akev, the entire element. Okay, so the Gemara just says, is this math really true? 22, 11, and 9. I understand if you do the math how you could get 22 gevim. Why? Dechsiv, uvi menorah arba'a gevim. The menorah had four. Menorah meaning the middle one. Viksiv, shlosha gevim, mishukadim, bakone echad, kaftar vaferach. And there were, how many branches? There were seven. There was one in the middle, and then three and three. So each one of them had three on it. So three times six, right? The one sticking out are 18, plus four on the middle one. That's 22. Wonderful. That works out. Arba'a dida, four of the middle stem. Vitimne srei and 18 tekanim of the branches ha esu v'tarte. That works out. You have 22 of the gevim of the goblets looking designs. Kaftorin nami achadasar. The kaftorim also work out. That is 11. Why? Kaftorin treidi day. Kaftorin two of the middle one. Vishisha tekanim and six of the branches, one on each one, because the kaftor was one on each one, so you have six and two, that gives you eight. V'chaftar, 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 and then you have three kaftars on the bottom of the middle one, a chatzar, right? What each of the branches go out from. Those are the three kaftars, that gives you 11 altogether. Ela prachim tisha minolan. But how do you know prachim? Prachim that are the blossoms. Where do you know those are nine? So Prachim Treidideh. The Torah tells us they have two of the middle. Vishisha Tekanim. And six of the outer ones. One each. Tvanya Havi, that's eight altogether. You're missing one. How are there nine? Amar Rav Shalman Ksiv Ad Yurecha Ad Percha Mikshahi. That pasuk is extra telling you as you go down the menorah, underneath where the branches come out of, there's another one. There's another one, and that's how you get nine. Amar Rav, Govashal menorah Tisha Tvachim. Rav says the menorah was nine tvachim high. Wow, nine. That's really small. Nine tvachim high. Eisvei Rav Simi Rechiel Rav. So before we even try to fit in all of these decorations in nine tvachim, Rav Simi yes Rav, but doesn't it say in Talmud, Evan Isel of Ne Menorah, Ubash Shalosh Milos. There was a stone in front of the menorah, which was chiseled three steps. Sha'aleha Kohen HaKohen Obin Meitivas Aneiris. The Kohen went up on these steps and lit the candles. So if it was only nine tvachim high, what do you need the steps for? Right? The average person is much higher. Ten tvachim, we always have ten tvachim as the wall that you need for a sukkah. It's tiny! Right? What do you need if the menorah is that tall? What do you need the steps for? So, by the way, we know the halacha of not having steps in the Mishkan is only by the Mizbeach. Right, that's why. Doesn't have that by the menorah. So the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara is not bothered. How could there be steps by the menorah? There are no steps in the Mishkan. It must be that that's only a din of Mizbeach. That's a special type of avoda where we are taught the message of not having that. Maybe the cause it's a much longer area to be more steps. Here are just three steps. Immediately, why would Rav need steps at all for that tava? So Amale Simi. So Rav Simi answers. I'm sorry, Amale. So Rav answers Simi. Simiat, listen, Simi. Ki ka amina misfas kanim olamala. Now I'm only talking about from when the branches start. That's when you have nine. But under that is also nine. So altogether, Rashi says 18, just like you said before. I'm not arguing with what was said before. I agree with the others. If you look in the Panim Yafos, which very excited, my Talmidim just got me a set of Panim Yafos, Al HaTorah, a new set came out. Panim Yafos is the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, the Hafla. Baal Hafla, he wrote the Hafla on Ksubis, he wrote the Makne on Kedushin. Horowitz, Rev, what's his first name? Rev Pinchas Halevi Ish Horowitz, from Frankfurt to Maim. Says the Panim Yafos on Bahaloscha Venira, Mishum de Be'emes Leitzorach Lalos B'shas Halakha. Even what we say, that it's 18, you still shouldn't have to go all the way up. You shouldn't need steps for the 18 tvachim. How tall is 18 tvachim? It's not much. 10 tvachim is 30 inches, right? If you still thick in inches. And then 18 is that, you can still reach up. So says the Panim Yafos, you're right. For the lighting itself, you don't need it. What does the Torah say? Behitivo aseneros. Which we discussed before, but that could mean cleaning out the candles. Cleaning out the candles, you got to be higher because you have to see what's going on in the bowls. You have to see, is it really clean? You have to get out any last drip of old oil and wicks. Shay ha yochalak bias yadav lamal meosho vahavlik avala tava shay tzorch lenakos hashemen vaha efer shal yishar afilu mashahu kidechsiv al hamenorah tarash al tarash al menorah al zed tzorch iyun hetev hayitzorch lalos alamalos lenakos osam hetev. You got to go higher in order to do the hatava, not just the halakas. Even if you might say, hey, even according to 18, is that tall enough? But it is tall enough. That's the Panim Yafos that you need to go up to do the Hatava. One other question, and that is, don't we know that every Avoda has to be done on the floor of the Mizbeach? You can't have any Chatzitzes. We discussed this back in Zvachim and Daf Chavdalad, where we have some stones that are missing. Is the Kohen allowed to stand on the floor of the Ritzpas Hazara without the stone there? What, he's allowed to stand on any on a hand of his fellow Kohanim, he's not allowed to stand on his own feet. So, what about here? How is he allowed to do the Avodah when he's standing on these extra stones? It's not Mechubar. Or the Avodah, it's not Mechubar to the ground. Umashba says the Mikdash David, Simon Chafalov, to Ha'ever Isa Tlusha, Velo Isa Melaritzva, Vishla Ayin, Echoy Yacholamar Ha'ever, Bishas Ha'tava. Says the Efsha, the Xeris Akasiv. Xeris Akasiv, you need this stone, so what can you do? But Kahai Gavna, the Torah commanded. Or the other upshot is that the Rambam quotes that you might not need big day kahuna for this. If you don't need big day kahuna for this, maybe it's not a full type of avoda. And just like you don't need big day kahuna, maybe there wouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. That's the suggestion of the Mikdash David. Look at the footnotes here. The Achronim quote after the Mikdash David, why should there be a connection between the two? Maybe the din of Chatzitza is even outside of the real world of Avoda. That's what he talks about here. He quotes the Panim Yafis here. That is a little discussion of the Mikdash David. Okay, we continue. So that's the height of the menorah. Ksiv says the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. Vahaperach, vahaneiris, vahamal kalchayim, zahavu, michlo zahav. All of the menorahs were finished the gold. Michlo zahav. What's the context of this pasuk? The pasuk is quoted also, discussed later on in the Masechta. If you look at the Tzad Chesma base, this comes up in all of the pictures. But you don't know where it comes from. It really comes from the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas at Tzad Chesma base says that Shlomo HaMelech built 10 menorahs. If you look at all the picture books of the Beis HaMikdash, you see all these menorahs around. You're like, why all these menorahs? The Gemara says, Menachas Sadechesim HaBeis, Tanur Rabbanan, Eser Menorahs Asa Shlomo. And he quotes this pasuk that we're talking about now. 10 menorahs on Amun Aleph, Sadechesim Aleph, Asar Shulchanos Asa Shlomo. The Shlomo made 10 Shulchanos, because he expanded. What did he light? He might have lit only Moshe Rabbeinu's. Might have lit only Moshe Rabbeinu's. But he built all of these as decorative elements to the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll get up to that later on in the 11th parak. Which by that time, the Prakam of Mishnayis and Gemara are one off, as I mentioned back in Daf Beis, that's a little different order in terms of the Prakim of Mishnayis Menachas and Gemara Menachas. There's one parak that's out of order, which changes the rest of them. Anyway, back to our Gemara. So the parak and the Neiris and the Malka Chaim are all made of gold, Michlo Zahav. They finish the gold. My Michlozov, what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Ami, Shekilto Lekolzov Sagur Shel Shlomo. After he made these menorahs, all of his gold was finished. He spent so much on all of these. Obviously, Shlomo HaMelech did what was Lechachila, we discussed yesterday, made it out of gold, pure gold, Miksha. So he finished all the gold. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. Because Rav says, Esther menorahs Asa Shlomo. V'kolachas v'achas hevila elef kikar zahav. And each one of them he made out of an entire kikar of gold. V'hechnisu elef pa'amim l'kur. And he put each 1,000 kikar piece into the kiln. And v'hemidu al kikar. Until he purified it over and over and over again. Until he had one kikar left out of 1,000 kikar. So it was the most pure gold you could ever imagine. And each of these menorahs had it. Imagine how much gold that was. And how much gold that was. That was 10,000 kikar of zav altogether used. That finished off his treasury of gold. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Eini v'aksiv v'chol kli mashke ha-melech Shlomo zav. All of Shlomo HaMelech's goblets were made out of gold. V'chol kli beis yar alavanon zav sagur. Ein kesav nechshav v'yimei Shlomo l'muma. What do you mean? You see from another price, another pasuk, that Shlomo HaMelech had plenty. What do you mean this finished it all off? He had plenty. So the question is, Zav Sagur Kamrinan. It's a special type of gold. Zav Sagur, what does that mean? Rashi says it's the type of gold that if anybody else sees it's Sagur, all the other stores become closed. Because it's not worth it to deal with any other gold when you see this one. Zav Sagur Kamrinan, that type of gold was special, and that was used up for the menorah. Umi Chaser Kule Hai? Really? Was it so chaser? What is the question? The question is that what did it say before? It said that each kikar was 1,000. Each menorah piece was 1,000 kikar. Each time you put it into the kiln, each time you put it into the kur, it went down one because you had 1,000. It went down. You put it in 1,000 times, and it was left with one. So it sounds like one was taken off. One impurity. One kikar of impurity was taken off each time. But does that really happen? Every time you put it in, it takes off 1,000? Vatanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Maisa, Vahaisa, Menorahs, Beis HaMikdash, Yisrael, Shel Moshe, Bedina, Zav, Kur Tekini. One time they checked out the weight of the menorah, and it was a little more than what was supposed to be done. Remember, the menorah has to be, if it's made out of gold, it has to weigh a kikar. And it weighed a little more than a kikar. So what'd they do? I guess they saw that there was some type of impurities on it after a while. They said, is this proper? They waited. The hechlisu pays pa'amim l'kor. They put it 80 times into the kor. The hemidu akikar. So they got off that little impurity. So you see, it's much, much less. How can we say that every time you put it in One kikar comes off, you put it in 1,000 times, 1,000 come off, but you see from here that it was a little more than a kikar, and you put it in, and it was just a tiny, tiny amount comes off. Kiva de kai kai. No. To get it down from 1,000, that's a much more, that's a lot more impurities. It comes off much easily, much in an easier fashion. Once you get it down to a kikar, it's so fine, it's so pure, then much less come off. It doesn't all come off at the same amount of time. Everything put it at the beginning, maybe 5 kikar come off at once. As you get less and less. Reminds me of the sugya, not exactly the same, reminds me of the sugya of Machu Bedrusoi. How do you measure Machu Bedrusoi? So the question is, let's say something cooks in 5 hours. It takes 5 hours for something to cook on Hilchos Shabbos. So what's Machu Bedrusoi? So it's Machlokas Rashi Rambam. A third cook or a half cooked. So how do you measure that? You measure that in time? That's what Chazanish says. Chazanish says you measure that in time. If it takes something 5 hours to cook, so you measure. According to the Ram, according to one sheet, it's 2.5 hours. The other sheet, they got to do a third. But some other Achronim say, but the problem is that some things cook at different speeds. Well, we have a raw piece of meat, of steak. So at the beginning, it doesn't cook so much because it's thawing. It's much slower. Towards the end, it speeds up. So maybe you have to figure out Machu Bedrusoi. It's more complicated to figure out how do you get to Machu Bedrusoi. That's similar. That different processes occur at different rates at different stages. It's also one of the explanations of the 6 days of creation. Right? How is it that how can you say that these dinosaurs are millions of years old? And right, what? How can it be? We know there's 5,007. It's just one of the explanations. Reb Nebuchadnezzar likes the explanation of Hashem created an old world. That's what he created. He created an old world. What does it say? It says that Adam wasn't created like a baby. He was created mature. So, and the animals were all created mature. So Hashem created a mature world. So it looks like he put into it fossils that look like they're millions of years old. That's how we created the world. It's one explanation that you can suggest. Just like man and the animals were all created mature already. But one of the other answers is that maybe the physical processes occurred differently at that time. That it affected, look, there was no time, but there was no sun and moon before day four. So maybe things occurred differently. The processes were different. Even though we have the same physical processes, they occurred differently. The Ramban writes clearly in Brachos, there was 7 days mamish. It was 7 24-hour periods. But again, the processes of the physical world might have affected what it was applied to and what it where it was used in different ways at different speeds. Okay, so you have Machu Bedrusoi, you have Maisa Brachos, and you have putting the gold into the kiln by the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Shabbat Nachmani, Amar Bionasan, my Defsev al HaMenorah HaTahora. What does it mean on the pure menorah? Sheyardu Maaseh HaMimakom Tahara. What does it mean? It came down from a Makom Tahar. What does that mean? Rashi says, it was shown to Moshe from Shemayim. That's what it means. It came down from a Makom Tahar. Elamayata al Shulchan HaTahar Sheyardu Maaseh HaMimakom Tahar. What do you mean? It also says Shulchan Tahar. So you want to say the Shulchan was also showed? That can't be. Elatar Mechal Shu Tame. What? One second. Stop. Why can't that be? Why can't the Shulchan have been showed to the menorah? That can be shown from heaven, but the Shulchan, forget it. So what? Why the Shulchan? So the Rashba here is 2 days. Rashba here says, no, the Shulchan. Not number one. What's so hard about making the Shulchan? The menorah. You have the prachim and the gevim and the shukadim. Shulchan. Just make a 12 shelves for gold sticking out. What's so hard about that? Number one. So he said, then he quotes another answer. He says, number two, you don't find it in the Psukim. By the menorah, you have Kamara Asher Atahar Asher Hara Asher Moshe, Kain Asas HaMenorah. You don't find a parallel pasuk that Hashem had to show Moshe. It's either Misvara or based on text, textual or logical, those are the 2 days of the Rashba. So Tar can't mean that by the Shulchan. Ela Tahar Michal Shu Tame. So what must Tahar mean over there? It must be that it can be Makabel Tumah. So maybe here too it means it's tahar, meaning it could become tame, but it's tahar. Fine, by the Shulchan I understand how it can become tame. What does it mean? How could the Shulchan have become tame? It's a wooden kli that was made to be stationary. If it's made to be stationary, it's not made to be moved, it achieves the status of karka. And therefore, how can it become tame? How can it be makabel tumah? It's asu l'nachas. What's the answer? Ella, what does Reish Lakish say? Milamed, This is one of the famous lines of Menachos. We'll make it famous right now. Shabbat Bi'inoso L'Oli Regalim. They used to pick up the Shulchan on Yantif to show the Oli Regalim. Umar Lehem Lechem Aponim. And show them the delicious fresh Lechem Aponim. V'omer Lehem Ru'uchi Baschem Lefei HaMakom. See how much Hashem loves you. Ma'echi Baschem, what's the love? K'dib Shur Ben Levi, Deb Shur Ben Levi. Nes Gadol Na'aseh B'Lechem Aponim. Silukokis Siduro. It was there for a week out in the open. Not covered up, no Ziploc bags in those days, and it was still hot and fresh a week later, just as it was a week before when it was put on, and that shows Hashem's love. Shneimar lasum lechem cham biyomi lacho. Let's just finish the sentence that we'll talk about it. So by the Shulchan, I understand how it can be makabel toma, because though it was made lanachas, it was picked up. It was picked up at various points. But what does tar mean by the menorah? Of course, menorah is movable. It's a clay machas. It's metal, and therefore, of course, it's a makabel tuma. So, what does tar mean? That's why it must mean the other drasha that it came down from makam tahor. It was shown from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Number of points to mention here. Number one, why do they have to lift up the whole shulchan? Why don't they just lift up the breads? Another of the breads. The Rashba says, again, that maybe it was the shulchan that was goreim, that the freshness of the lechem, it was that it was on the shulchan. That gave it its freshness. If they would take it off, maybe it automatically wouldn't be. It wouldn't be that fresh. That's the Rashba. It was the shulchan that was meshamer, that was meshamer the lechem. Number one. Number two, where exactly did they take the lechem two, the shulchan on the lechem two? They held it up so everybody could see it. Where did everybody see it? How did they hold it up? So we discussed this a little bit in Mitzvah Shir a couple of weeks ago. The Radvaz in the Tshuva discusses in Tshuva 2178. The Kasha, he quotes this Medrash, and then he says, "Hare Yisrael lo nechlasen afilu bein ulam lamizbeach." We discussed this yesterday. Machlokas Rashi Shimon Kubetzes. The 11 Amos passed. So we said, okay, it can't be. Rashi can't be literally. But either way, how far in did the Yisraelim go? They didn't go on the other side of the Mizbeach. Ve'ech yiru imu chamut sonein. How did they see it anyway? Umikomakom ech yakiru im racho yaveh she'yom demei racho. How did they see if it was, if you see a piece of bread from afar away? What do you do in a bakery? What do? You feel the bread. You feel it. Oh, it's like, right, you can't tell if it's soft when you go in. You have to feel it. You gotta feel it. So how did they see from so far away whether it was fresh or not? Tshuva, Amru Bishmo Shel Ritva. The Rashba quotes the Ritva, who did not live too long before the Radvaz. The Radvaz quotes the Ritva. Shahaya Ola Hevel Mehalechem. Ah, there was steam coming up as if it was just baked. Uba Zeha Yimakirim Shehu Cham. That's how they knew. Via Dayelo Yadanum Zeha Neis Hayatidiri. And I still don't know, was there steam coming up from it every second? O Dilma Bizman Oli Regalim. Or only when they lifted it up, Hashem made that Neis. Was it a constant Neis? Ubish Lamashi Cham Hayaksas Sorech Kdeshi Yisanu Ha'ochlim Balechem Cham. Abashiyawa Hevel Lama. Va'od. And then the Radva says, I don't know about you, but I don't ever see steam coming out of bread unless you cut it. When you cut it, the steam comes out. When you see steam coming out of bread, must be part of the nes. And what did they do? It must be that they brought it out a little bit. The Mishnah Lamelech assumes this is a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas mitami mishkav u'moshav, because Tosfos versus the Rambam, because the Rambam says in Hilchas mitami mishkav u'moshav, when they lifted it up, they warned everybody, make sure you don't touch it. Make sure you don't touch it. Was it anywhere near where you could touch it? So the Mishnah Lamelech assumes, according to the Rambam, you must have brought it out. Or else, what are you giving everybody warning not to touch it for? Mashenkein Tosfos doesn't quote that as a reason, so it must be that it wasn't brought out so much. Next, finally, one other point, and then we will continue. And that is, there were 10 Nisim every day in the Beis HaMikdash. What, only this one showed Hashem's love? What, the smoke going straight up on it doesn't show Hashem's love? And the Omdim Tzuv Meshachim Revachim, and it never smelled. Why Dafka this Nes? What, this was all of a sudden a special Nes? Do 10 Nes that happen every day? Why does this one show the special love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oh, So a lundis given in the Margolius Hashas, says, what's the lundis? The Gemara says in Mizechus Yuma, there are two days. Why did the mun have to fall every day? Why didn't it fall once a year? Once a year, give the mun. Why didn't it get a fall in every day? So two answers. Answer number one is the mashal of the kid who needs an allowance. If the father gives him an allowance once a year, so the father's never going to see the kid for a year. If he gives him a little bit every day, the son will come to him every day and say, how are you? And wish him good morning. And every day he's going to have the relationship. So to the mon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who loves us, he wants us to have the relationship. That's answer number one. Number two, the second answer given there is that he wanted to give us hot bread. Wanted it to be fresh. Asks the Achronim, what do you mean hot bread? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have made it hot if it stayed for a year? You see from the mun! You see from the Lach Lapanim that it could have stayed fresh. So what kind of answer is that? So what's the lundis? They picked up the bread and they showed, look at this, it's still hot. Hashem could have kept the mun hot, but he didn't. So it must be that the other answer is the true answer. What's the other answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. And that's why he wants that relationship. Because he could have done that. What kind of answer is answer number two? That he couldn't have kept it? No. You see, he could have kept it hot. So it must be the other answer is the real answer. And that's why he shows Hashem's love for us. Okay. Right. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Aron shall eish, Vishulchan shall eish, Umenorah shall eish, Aron, Shulchan, and Menorah, Yardu min Hashemayim, Avera'a Moshe, V'asa Kimosam. Moshe saw all three of these in a fire, and he made them. Shadamar, Ure'e, V'asei, Ketavni Sama, Sharatam, Arebahar, that you were shown in the mountain. Elamayata, V'akimosa, Samishan, Kamish, Batosha, Harisa, Bahar, Hachanami. Ay, Moshe was shown the Mishkan, that also was fire. Hachaksiv kamish bato hasam ksiv kesavni sam. No, it's a different word. Kesavni sam really means as the structure that you saw. Amar b'chia baraba amar b'yochanan gavriel chagur kamim psikyahaya. Gavriel was wearing an apron. The herelo, he was like a workman's apron. The herelo lamoshe maisa menorah. The ksiv is maisa menorah. What does that mean? Obviously, not to be taken literally. But Moshe was showing how to make the menorah. Maybe it was the message of, you got to work for this. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with. Till Hashem showed him. The Elohein, menorah, v'rosh chodesh, v'shratzim. Menorah and rosh chodesh and shratzim. The Brisker Rav says, why shratzim versus other animals? Well, Moshe couldn't figure out the shratzim. The other animals have certain simonim to them. Shratzim are just shratzim. So that's why he couldn't put it into rules of categorization. So he had trouble. Menorah dechsiv is zeh ma'aseh menorah. Rosh chodesh dechsiv achodesh is zeh lachem rosh chodashim. Shratzim dechsiv is zeh lachem atameh. Zeh always means pointing. Zeh hadavar, right? So zeh, whenever it says zeh, means it was pointed to. V'yesh over malchel cheshchita, shenemar v'zeh asher tase ala mizbeach. So some say it was all the zeh. We mentioned in the past, last year, in the Parshas Shir, beautiful thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Matos, where Rabbi Yaakov says, that's where the Chazal is, beginning in Matos. Zeh hadavar shetziv Hashem. There was a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. Other Nevi'im were misnabe b'ko, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misnabe b'zeh. What's the difference? Zeh connotes clarity. But even more than that, says Rabbi Yaakov there, without going into the whole piece, when it comes to other Nevi'im, as the Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, ancient Nevi'im is not in Besugnon Echad. And that's why we know there was one story in Navi where there was 100 Nevi'i Sheker that were exactly the same, and that's how they knew they were Nevi'i Sheker, because they were the exact same. But if you hear a story, and you're repeating a story, even we hear it's Dvar Torah, we hear a story, we each say it differently. Even if we say it over, we're all different in how we express it. We use different words, we intonate differently, we emphasize different parts of it. And that's by all Nevi'im, that's Ko. They get the content of the Nevu'ah, and then they say it over with their own words. Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeh. Zeh Hadavar, everything was Zeh. It was clarity, it was exactly Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono Shel Moshe. That was different, it was clarity, Zeh. So too here by these, but Zeh is always used by Moshe. Here these Zehs are what, the clarity of vision that Hashem showed Moshe, and Moshe literally made it exactly as he was shown. Because that was Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zeh person, not a Ko person, the only one in history who was ever a Zeh. He was the only one that was showed such items. That's Rabbi Yaakov. There on that Gemara. Okay, so we have these three/four items. What's the connection between these items? Not for now. Feel free to menorah, Rosh Chodesh, and Shratzim, and maybe Shechita. Right.
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is a Tana?
Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni.
We said that the word
Tahar
with respect to the menorah.
Rishmor ben Achmeni is an Amora.
How does he arguing on this
Brysa? Rishmor ben Achmeni and Rabbi Yonasan. So he has which Brysa? There was all which Brysa. He said that, what does Tahora mean?
Right, he said
it's all Reish Lakish. It's darshaning with Reish Lakish.
No, I understand, but what he was saying as far as Tahora with respect to the menorah means it came down. With respect to the Shulchan, it means that it's Tahar Mamish.
That's
implying that there's no...
He darshaned it differently. He darshaned the word Tahar.
Implying that the word Tahar by Shulchan indicated that it didn't come down from a Tahar place. He didn't have to say it. This price is just saying now that the menorah of the Shulchan and the Aron...
They were shown... Asha Yardu Maisav. So you're saying this Brysa, how could he argue on the Brysa? Okay, I hear you. But maybe he darshans it differently. What does it mean? He would have to answer that Yardu Ma'aseha is different than Kashan at Shehera Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be Machai between those two ideas. Shown in heaven versus come all the way down and basically give it to him. You have to be Machalik if you want to say you can't argue on a Brysa. The two parshias in mezuzah, Shema and Vahaya, are ma'akev each other. Even one letter is ma'akev. Pshita. So we're going to get to some serious halachas of stam, which we don't have time to go into totally, but you should know a lot of the halachas of stam are right here in Menachas. So pshita, it's obvious. If you're missing a letter, you're missing a letter. Of course it's ma'akev. Amar of Yehuda, Amarav, lo nitzucha el lakutzo shel yud. Even if you're missing a kotz of a yud, what does that mean? Three shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi here says it means the right leg of the yud. Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos, that's pretty pashut, then you don't have a yud. So no, Rabbeinu Tam says it says you're missing the top part of the yud. It's a little bit bent, but you're missing the top. The Rush says you're missing the tag, the crown of the yud. Three different shitas. What we say. So the Gemara of Hanami Pshita. That also is somewhat obvious. You're missing part of the letter. El the chiddush is with the rush. We would say el kiidach derav Yehuda Marav. The other statement el amar Yehuda Marav kol il shein gvil mukif la me'arba ruchaseh psula. Any gvil that is not surrounded, any ink that is not surrounded by space on all sides of it is possible. Every letter in the Torah and the mezuzah and tefillin have to be. Rashi here says mezuzah and tefillin. The Achron talk about what about Torah. The same halacha applied by Torah, that is a big discussion. That's called Mukav Gvil. So in the Maor Sadafi has a discussion, what if you can only see the space with a magnifying glass? Sometimes it looks pretty close to another letter. What about a microscope? What about if it's at the bottom of a column? It's not another letter is there, but you know, it's the bottom of the cloth. Are you allowed to rub out the bottom of the letter in order to create space? All very important halachas. Rav Salvechik, though, says, Al pi drush. He writes it in a few places. Rav Shechter has it in Nefesh HaRav on page Reish Sadik. Mukav Gvil, the message of that halacha is that there's always a lot more that's unsaid. When a Rebbe gives a shiur, there's a lot more that a Rebbe doesn't even say. He gives over the written word, but there's so much space around it. When he talks about that by any of the Baalei HaMesorah, he writes this on page Reish Sadik, says that Moshe Rabbeinu, his face shone. What is his face shown? One of the days that his face shone when he came down after the luchos, says from the leftover dio. What does it mean, the leftover dio that was not used? It means it was the mukav gvil. It was the space, right? Yoser bimasha karisi kasav kan, like it says in Sukkah, call a gadlus shaylo b'torish lohaya biyachotu laviru b'ksav va'osa gadlus nisharet slo shaya bilti efshar l'masur l'cheirim. That was his karni yahod, and that's what it says in Menachas. Shahar b'yosef asher kasuv huma shalo kasuv u'misavil l'chalos va'osa k'suva b'torah yish har b'yosef shlo nital l'kasev v'hekav gagvil m'sameles es atar shebal peh shlo nital l'kasev. That's the Torah shebal peh, the space in between. Weiter. Omar Ashi and Barnidbach b'shvei the Rav Yehuda. Ashi on the son of Nidbach says, Nikav tocho shel hey kosher, yurecho pasal. If there's a hole in the, again, different pshatim, we'll go with one of Rashi's pshatim. If there's a hole in the leg, if the inner leg of the hay is kosher, yurecho pasal, the outer leg of the hay is pasal. Amar b'zeir l'didim mifshili minei d'rav Yehuna, b'rav Yaakov amar, l'didim mifshili minei d'rav Yehuda, machlokas who it was, Nikav tocho shel hey kosher, yurecho, if the inside of the inner leg of the hay has a problem, it's kosher. Yurecho, the outer one, im nishtayer bo kashir os ketana, kosher v'ma pasul. As long as it still has enough to look like a small letter, which means a yud, kosher, then it still will be kosher as long as it's that length. V'imla pasul, and if not, it's going to be pasul. Agra chamua drebi abba, agra. The father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, Ifskale Kari Dehei, Deha'am Benikva. The leg of the hay of the word ha'am got a hole in it. Also, the comment of Rabbi Abba, Amalei, Imishatayer, Bokashir, Oskatana, Kashvim, Apostle. Exactly what we said. As long as it has enough of a yud coming down, it is possible. Rami bar Tamri. Dehu chamua de Rami bar Dikule. Rami bar Tamri was the father-in-law of Rami bar Dikule. Oh, big discussion in the Achronim. Son-in-law, father-in-law, same name. Is that allowed? Or is this different names? One's Rami with an aleph, one's Rami with without an aleph. Say different names, same names. It's a big discussion. Could you prove something from here against the Rav Yehuda Chassid, who says that the in-laws and the son-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law shouldn't have the same name. So, Rami bar Tamari Shu, Chamud Rami bar Dikli, Ifsgale Kari Devav Deviyaharog Benikva, the Vav of a Yaharog had a hole in it. Also, the Kamid Rabbi Zera, Amarle, Zilai Siyanuka. Bring a child. A child can't kasher all psulim. Right? If there's a different word in there, you can't bring a child. A child could kasher if letters look similar to other letters, if a letter isn't long enough. So that's where childs are brought. So here it is. I see you nuka to lo chacham lo tipesh. You bring a child that's not so smart, that will know what you're looking for, but it's not so silly and foolish that he can't read letters. So you gotta bring a child somewhere in the middle. Ikari le vayaharo kasher. Ilo yeharegu upasol. If he reads it as vayaharog, fine. And if not, literally, you could say it says yeharig, or you got to kill that Torah, right? Chas v'shalom. But either yeharig, that's what you have to get rid of it. So this is one of the sources of asking a child. As a child, on the top, it also speaks about the Tosas quotes about a story about a get that by the words kedas Moshe, it was small. So they also asked a child, and he read it properly. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Here it is, famous story. B'shala ala Moshe l'marom. Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyoshev v'koshek sarim l'osios. When Moshe went up to heaven, he saw Hashem tying the crowns, the tagin to the letters. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol was tying the crowns to the letters. Amar l'fanav ribono shel olam. Mi ma'akev al yadcha? Who's making you do this? Amar lo adam echad yesh she'asid lios b'sof kamadoros. There's going to be somebody who's going to come later, many, many generations later. The Akiva ben Yosef Shmo, his name is Rabbi Akiva. Sha'asi lidrosh al-kol kotz v'kotz, tilin shel halachos. And he's going to darshin piles and piles of halachos about every one of these crowns. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, hareuli, I want to see this person. Amar lechazor lacharecha, look behind you. There's his classroom. Halach v'yashav b'sof shmona shiros, Moshe sat in the back row. V'lo hayo yodea ma'ein omrin. He had no idea what was flying in shir. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu had no idea. Tasha's kocho. So Moshe got very upset. Kivashi yigia l'davar echa, but all of a sudden, one of the kids asked a question. Amrulo talmidav Rebbe minay in lacha, amrulahen halacha Moshe v'sinai. Nesyash v'daito. So he felt okay. He felt fine after that. Period. Chazav v'kumal v'yakadosh baruch hu. Amr l'fadav v'barna shalolam. Yish l'chadam kazev ata nosin Torah yadi. You have a Rebbe Akiva, and you're giving the Torah with me? Come on! Rebbe Akiva's your man! Amalo shtok. Moshe, I chose you. Kach olav machshava lafanai, this is what I thought. This is my machshava. Amal lafanai, ribono shel olam, harisini toraso, hareini scharo. Show me his schar. Amalo chazor lacharecha, look behind you. Chazor lachorav, rosh eshoklin besar b'markolin, rachmana litzlan. They saw after his flesh was combed with an iron comb, and his flesh was sold in a marketplace. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam zu Torah v'zu schara. Amar lo shtok. Kachal b'machshava lefanai. Even Moshe Rabbeinu could not get an answer to Tzadik v'Ralo about Rabbi Akiva. Unbelievable, like we say in the Asar Harugei Malchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you ask another question, I'm going to send it back to Tov Avohu. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot get an answer to that question. There's so much that we could talk about here. Just one source, maybe two sources. I saw it just first in the Biurei Chassidus L'Shas. There's parallels to Moshe and Rabbi Akiva. Moshe gave us the Torah. Rabbi Akiva gave us Torah Shebal Peh. Moshe gave us Torah Shebichsav. Rabbi Akiva, all the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, he started again. He gave us Torah Shebal Peh. Both of them came from Gerim. Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu, his father-in-law. Both of them came from Gerim. Why? Maybe because a Ger is somebody who doesn't take anything for granted. A ger is somebody who pushes. There's nothing. Everything is new. Nothing is just. It's just give it to me. It's all that. And that's Yisro. I just saw an article by Cardoza, by Rabbi, what, I forgot his name, Rabbi Cardoza from Yerushalayim. From, he writes there, he says, why is Maimon Har Sinai, that parsha called Yisro? Because we all have to feel like Yisro. We can't have, why is it that so many times Gerim have stronger attitudes? Or people, heard this from some people have been here for a long time in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you lose the magic. You lose Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, every little thing. We get used to it. We have to have that gear feeling about every mitzvah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu and that's Yisrael. Maybe that's why, that's what it takes for a true Kabbalah HaTorah. Reb Moshe Feinstein discusses this story in his Akdama to Igros Moshe. If you never saw it, please, sometime today, open it. First two pages, that's where he talks about Elu Ve'elu Divri Elokim Chaim. And there are two types of MS, says Reb Moshe. There's MS La'amita and MS La'hura'a. There's an MS, ultimately, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, an MS that a posik figures out. If he goes through the proper channels, and he's osik v'tarav yirshamayim, he also comes to an MS, even if it's not the same MS, upstairs. MS la'amita and MS la'hora. We could have a shir on Elu Ve'elu, hopefully one of these Tuesday nights. But then he says, this Gemara, what does it mean that Moshe says, mi ma'akiv, who's holding you back? Number one. And number two, why are the Tagan called crowns here, ksarim? Those two questions. Says Rav Moshe, because those crowns represent darshaning, the power of darshaning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is held hostage to how Chazal darshan. And even if it's not emes la'amita, it's emes la'hora'a. It's an emes that they come up with. That's what it means. Hashem is held back. And that's why they're called crowns, because the Rabbanan have, so to speak, a memshala on the Torah. Once they get it, once it was given to Klal Yisrael, they have elements. Let's just try to get to the medium lines. Amar Rava. There's a lot more there, but Baruch Hashem, some davim are jam-packed, and we just have to touch the tip. Shiva osias tzricha shlosha ziyunin. Seven letters need three crowns on the top. Elohein shat nizgatz. Those seven letters are the ones that require the tagin. Amar Rav Ashi, chazina lehu l'sifri davkani de beirav. I saw miduyak sofrim of beirav, dechati lehu l'gagi deches. They were choter, the roof of the ches. What does that mean? Rashi says it just means they connected it with a straight line. Tosa says it means they connected it with a roof going up, like a diagonal, upside down triangle, like Tosa says the picture. The talu le lakari de hay. And also, I know that they were medayik, that the leg of the hay should not touch the rest of it. Chati luhu lagagi de ches, klomar. What does that mean? Klomar, chayhu berumo shel olam. The top of the ches has a top to say that it's Hashem who's on the top of the world. The talole lekari dehei kedibar minei Rav Yehuda nesiyah mei Rav Yami mai dechsid b'tchu b'Hashem ade. You know what? Okay, let's just I want to stop here before kedibar minei, because we're going to get into how Hashem created the world. Maybe I'll just read it because I didn't say b'lina there. Kedibar minei Rav Yehuda nesiyah mei Rav Yami mai dechsid b'tchu b'Hashem ade yaki b'kah Hashem sur olamim. Because it says Hashem created the world b'kah Hashem in the yud and the hey sur olamim. Right, and that's why the gaga, the hay is lifted, which we'll talk more tomorrow. We'll talk about this more, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Just one ha'ara, and it's a Mishnah Brura. It's a Mishnah Brura. The Shulchan Aruch says in Lamed Vav Gimel. We'll end with this. Lamed Vav Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech L'tayik Shatnizgatz. Shatnizgates. Right, those letters have to have specific tagan on top. Va'asofrim nagu l'tayik osios acheros. If you add Ech Sofrim, there are other letters also that have tagan on top. V'im lo tiyeg afilu shanis gates, lo pasal. The Shulchan Aruch paskins is not li'ikuva. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Bach and the Grud that says it is li'ikuva, and therefore wanted to be very careful with the tagan. And then there is a Kabbalistic idea. I'll just read it to you. It's a Mishnah Brura. He quotes the Sefer Igeres HaTiyol. I don't know where that's from. The letter from the Tiyol. Maybe it's a Tiyol upstairs. From the Igeres HaTiyol. Shatnez hu osios satan az. A brazen satan. Vehem beiz makatragim gedolim. Vizeo gamkeid sod shall shatnez gates. Ki gates gamkeim shein makatrig echad. Vahatagin sha'aleyem him kmo cherev v'chanis. Lehi natsel mehem. The tagan on top are the swords that protect us from these evil forces. Okay, it's a Mishnah Brura. Feel free to do your own research. The end of Siman Lamed Vav. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll continue more with Maseches Menachos Chavtes. Tomorrow, Daf Lamed. Who wrote all the last eight psukim of the Torah? Menachos Daf Lamed, Bavashu Tesvav. That'll be more tomorrow. Parashir should be up.